Professor John Kincaid, it's great to be with you today.
Well, thank you. Nice for you to invite me.
So there was a question on the May primary ballot. It asked voters if there should be a limit on the governor's emergency powers. Voters decided that it should be state lawmakers, not the governor, who can extend emergency declarations past 21 days. Do you think this question would have ended up on the ballot in the first place if COVID hadn't happened?
Oh, no. Absent the pandemic, I don't think we would have had this kind of result at all. The governor's emergency power actions in COVID were so vast in scope and so different from anything historically. It created a unique situation, which was a window of opportunity for the Republicans in the legislature to get the amendments through and have them voted on by the people.
And how much of this change to the governor's powers is political?
So we have a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature, and they are very polarized on many issues, and COVID being one of them. And so that is coloring the process here.
What are some other consequences of this change?
We're seeing a consequence right now. The governor has now taken the position that the state should mandate mask wearing in all schools across the state. And now he could issue a declaration, but that will only last for 21 days.
So the governor still has the power to issue a mask mandate for schools, but you think it's unlikely he will because of limitations on his power.
All he could get would be a 21-day mandate. And maybe not even that. Part of what the constitutional amendment provides, that the legislature can terminate an emergency before the end of the 21 days, and it doesn't require the consent of the governor. So if he implemented a 21-day emergency mask mandate in schools, the next day the legislature could turn around and terminate it.
Do you think the governor will be hesitant to make declarations?
I think so. And at least declarations like mask wearing is another long-term mandate. The 21 days is not sufficient. That is a severe limitation on the governor's emergency powers.
Do you think an emergency declaration can still be effective, even if it lasts only for 21 days?
Well, a lot of emergency declarations are for incidents like a flood or a hurricane or something like that. So 21 days is probably not too problematic. But again, with the COVID situation, obviously 21 days is far too short.
Did Governor Wolf win or lose on this whole issue of emergency powers?
Whether you think he's a winner or a loser depends on which side of the political fence you stand on. I will not take a position on that, okay?
That's okay. Thanks for sharing your insight.
Okay. Thank you very much, Megan. I appreciate it.